The Fiat Chrysler Deal. The 5 years-long history of one of the most important takeovers ever completed in the automotive industry. Fiat horizontally integrates and FCA is born. As you've just read, horizontal integration is one of the choices a firm can make to expand itself and its market share. The following article, Financial Times, January 2, 2014, reports on one of the defining moments in the Fiat Chrysler deal. In January 2009, Italian car company Fiat started the takeover process that in 5 years was to lead to its total ownership of American car company Chrysler. Times were so tough for Chrysler that at some early stage of the talks between Fiat and Chrysler owners, American President Barack Obama forced the company into federal bankruptcy protection so that the negotiation could speed up. On June 10, 2009, Fiat Chief Executive Sergio Macchione was appointed as Chrysler's CEO. Fiat strengthened its control over Chrysler, buying more and more shares of the company. From January 2011 through January 2012, Fiat bought a further 38.5% of Chrysler, reaching a majority ownership and control of Chrysler and a 58.5% share of the company. In January 2014, Fiat acquired the remaining Chrysler shares from Chrysler VEBA, the Voluntary Employee Beneficiary Association, that is, a trust fund that provides employee benefits, and established a 100% owner. Later, Fiat and Chrysler would be reorganized under a new holding company, Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, FCA, to be incorporated in the Netherlands with tax domicile in the United Kingdom, and tentatively a listing on both the New York and Milan stock exchanges, respectively New York Stock Exchange, NYSE, and Milan Electronic Share Market, MTA, Mercato Telematico Azionario. At the time of its birth, FCA is the world's seventh largest automaker. In a long-awaited deal, Fiat announced on New Year's Day it would buy the 41.5% of Chrysler that it does not already own from the VEBA Union Healthcare Trust for a total of $4.35 billion. The completion of the deal by January the 20th will be followed by a shake-up of the merged group's corporate structure in line with its global footprint, banking sources said. Half of Fiat Chrysler's combined volumes comes from North America. Fiat shares rose 16% on the news of the deal to €6.92, the biggest intraday gain since 2009. The stock had risen 57% in 2013. Max Warburton, an analyst at Bernstein Research, said the costs and financing of the deal were more favourable to Fiat than the market expected. The deal successfully secures Fiat's operational and financial future, he said. Fiat, which already owns 58.5% of Chrysler, will pay the trust $1.75 billion in cash when the deal closes. Chrysler will contribute $1.9 billion through a special dividend to complete the transaction for the 41.5% stake. Chrysler will pay the trust $700 million in 4 annual installments, with the first to be made when the deal closes. Fiat said it would not need to raise cash to complete the deal. Fiat Chrysler's net debt will rise to about €10 billion, excluding pension contributions, said Philip Watkins, car analysis at Citigroup. People familiar with Mr. Marchione's thinking say a fully merged Fiat Chrysler could issue a convertible bond in the region of €1 billion to €1.5 billion in tandem with its launch on the New York Stock Exchange to help ease that debt load.